Well, it was a great day, and all of these wonderful testimonies did come in, but I did have a fourth telephone call today, and this one was a little different. A person that lives in a faraway state, it's part of a ministry, a church that I often go to minister to, had emailed a prayer request and a question to me. And I always tell people, and for anyone who does hear this message, never email a question that you want answered. You can't answer a question on email. You have to have a conversation. And so this was a very complicated question that the individual had. So we emailed back and asked for a telephone number, and I had an opportunity to talk with the individual late this afternoon. And I said to them, you know, I didn't really understand your request. You speak about a rift. You speak about energy frequencies running in and out of your body. I'm not sure what exactly are you speaking about. And they mentioned, well, the things that are happening between the heavens and the earth. And I wasn't sure what this was all about until you were speaking this evening, Bruce, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, oh, yes, it's that 2012 stuff, you know? All the people that are wondering about if the world's going to turn upside down, and they're focused on things of this nature, which are not really helpful. But anyways, as we had our conversation, and I helped the person to understand the many different things they were trying to accomplish in their life, really didn't really have anything to do with their life at all, and they should just leave it alone and free themselves. And then when I got off the phone, I remembered reading or hearing someplace, I think as I was in a store like Barnes & Noble or some bookstore in an airport, browsing through the book section, that I came across something that spoke about pruning. Pruning and frequencies. Pruning your frequencies. Now, I'll get back to that in a minute because I want to begin by asking everyone to take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. My, now you are clean through the word I have spoken to you. I've read that verse many times and have addressed how the Word of God can make you clean. And you may think, well, what does this mean? Does it mean if I haven't heard the word of God, I'm not clean. And I realized this evening that the word of God clears your frequencies. We've spoken so many times about faith and the frequency of faith. The frequency of joy. I told this person, you need a really good laugh. Because a really good laugh changes all the frequencies. We're approaching the end of this year. But you know, I'm not focused on next year or the year after. I'm not focused on a date. I'm not focused on anything that could possibly happen. I'm focused on having my heart and mind clean and clear. So that it is a joyful experience. And not only is the end of this year a joyful experience, but every day of our life, a joyful experience. Now, I remember many, many years ago, a person saying to me, the Lord is going to prune you. And I thought, oh, I could just, it just hurt. I could just feel those pinchers pruning me. And I'm thinking, oh, will I get through the pruning? Something about that thought, because we think about those clippers that go out to prune those branches. And yet, as I read this word tonight, and I realize that for growth and for fruit, pruning is an absolute necessity. But what do I hear? I read, and this has, cleaned up my thinking. The word has left you clean. It's cleaned up my thinking that every branch in the Lord that doesn't bear fruit, that's going to go away. But every branch that is bearing fruit, every branch is bearing, those are the ones that are going to get pruned. For what wonderful reason? That we produce more fruit. Where there's no fruit, it's just going to be taken away. Now, we might want to make sure that some fruit grows in some areas that have been non-productive. And we might also want to realize that wherever we are bearing fruit, it's going to be pruned. And this is a good thing. And I thought about how I had come across that book with the title of something about pruning. But the essence of it was the pruning of the thoughts in our life. Pruning and cutting away all non-productive thoughts. All thoughts that won't bring a wonderful, fruitful result. And this is what I was sharing with the person today. About all the areas of concern, our areas, no fruit, never will be fruit, can't be fruit, out of it, away, away, take it away. This is what Jesus said. They're not thoughts in Him. Think about it. any thought that we have that is not a thought in Him, take it away. Let us revise everything. I did see a program on television of a little bit of it last evening that does speak about concerns that people have for the year 2012. It was a group of archaeologists who are moving all around the world to see the rift in rocks that prove beyond a question of a doubt of polar shifts, that they actually happened. Big, huge ones. They could happen again. But you know, I'm not going to have any polar shift inside of me. No matter what is happening, I have no focus on those things. I think it's important to have a little awareness, but I think it is more important not for that to be your focus at all. And how wonderful it is that pruning in God is changing your thoughts and the frequencies that your thoughts are on. Because if those frequencies and those thoughts lead to non-productivity, a lack of blessing, and no fruit in God, they are going to take you away and take you down. Jesus has left us with a clean slate. How wonderful! A marvelous clean slate through speaking His word. Abide in me. Wow. That is a central focus of a blessed life, of a marvelous life, of a life that is filled with excitement, adventure in God, and love evermore. Abide in me. And if you abide in me, you may ask whatever it is that you will. Wow. But if you're abiding in Him, you're not going to ask anything outside of His will. Abide in me, and you can ask whatever it is that you will. And it will be done for you. What a marvelous testimony of what the grandfather asked concerning the child who had not yet been born. Abiding in the Lord and asking the requests and receiving them exactly as asked. I think that that testimony can show you that even the thoughts about what it was about, the birth of a child, the birth of something new, though each one of us is not having a grandchild born to us this week, yet each one of us can have something new birthed in our life. And if we want this glorious thing birthed in our life, like the birth of Jesus, in which the angel said, glory to God, glory to God, then we're going to have those same wonderful thoughts about whatever it is that we would like to have birthed in our life. We're going to define what it is that we are asking. It says, while shepherds abided in their fields by night, as we abide in the Lord by night, as we lay with our head on our pillow, should we be entertaining thoughts of dismay, thoughts of concern, worries of the day, or should we lay there abiding in Him, thinking of that marvelous thing that is about to be born into our life? Let our thoughts and frequencies be made clean by the Word of God. Let His Word prune every good aspect in our life, and let more of the blessings flow. More and more begin to come into Him. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you abide in me, and I in, if he abide in me and I abide in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. How often we are trying to do. We need to be the Word. The Word make us clean. By ourselves, we can do nothing. All the things that are done in and through us happen because we are abiding in Him. This is a wonderful thing to remember. It's a wonderful way to begin to close off the year. Everything that I wish to accomplish, everything that I would want to happen, every blessing that I would want to be a participant in. Lord, I want to be a blessing to all who are lost to come across my path. And I will have to have my thoughts and frequency clean. And they are clean when I know that those things happen because I abide in Him. I have to remember at all times that of my own self, I can do nothing. And if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and he withers, and people gather them and cast them into the fire that they be burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. When we hear prognostications of horrific events that could possibly happen, it brings a focus into a clarity, and we play a role in that happening. Jesus does not dismiss evils and horrific things happening in the world, but he says things like, there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be earthquakes and there will be famines. There will be nations that will rise against nations, and kingdoms that shall rise against kingdom. But, leave all that. Pray that you be accounted worthy to escape all these things. There's the abiding. I believe that this is going to become our most important endeavor, our most ardent goal of the days ahead. The development of our abiding ability to stay in the abiding position with the Lord Jesus Christ. We may not be able to warn the whole world. We may warn some and save some and see some fantastic results. But for ourselves, we must be in the abiding position. And we must come to recognize that every abiding position is a fruitful position. It brings fruit our way. It causes fruit to be developed. It is a wonderful place, and it is a place of constant pruning, because the constant pruning keeps me in the abiding position. I am cutting away any growth that could take me even slightly out of that abiding place and starts to move it. That thought, that act starts to move me into a place that could, if not pruned and cut away, lead me to become an unfruitful branch. And so, abiding is the place. Abiding is the place. Here is where Jesus says, "My Father is glorified, that we bear much fruit." Our focus is on fruit in the year ahead. Fruit and not on fear. Fear prohibits fruit, but fruit is what we see. This is the time of year that many people give people fruit baskets. Why is that a seasonal gift? Because the birth of Jesus came to bring the fruits of the kingdom of God to all of us. We can do it. We can do it. We can be the most fruitful vine that we choose to be. We can be the most productive in the works of the kingdom of God if we focus on that. If we stay abiding in these great truths of God, we will see abundance coming forth. You know, it's amazing when you look at certain types of fruits. I think of something like a date palm, clusters and clusters and clusters, all hanging from one spot. This is us. This is what we represent. This is where we're going. and we will be superior pruners of our own thoughts and our own frequencies. And we will live the abundant life of those that abide fully in the Lord. And He will show us His wonders, because we are approaching the time of wonders. Wonders, wonders to behold, wondrous things. And so let us begin, even before the year ends, to understand how these truths, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. It isn't like we were dirty or unclean in that, but we have been cleaned and we wipe the slate clean of the thoughts and the frequencies that would deceive us by robbing us of the fruits of the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.